law. This Mangal song was very dear to Jagannath Dev and to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even he opened the door in midnight and running went where Devadasi was singing in this song. And in buses, in thrones, so many scratches in his body and claws. So very, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he sang this song by any Devadasi and he runs and to catch, to embrace, but Govinda Prabhu stopped Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, he told that I would have run to ocean and jumped if I had touched that lady. And Hari Hare Nama, himself Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his whole associate used to sing first this song. Hari Hare Nama, Krishna Jadavaya Nama, Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya, Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan, Giridhari Gopinath Madhav. Up to that. Whole night he used to do. This is a mantra. Hari Haraye Nama. Krishna Jadavaya Nama. Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Gopal Govindaram Simadhusudan Giridhari Gopinath. Namo Vishnu Padaya Gaura Prasthaya Bhutale Sri Srimad Bhakti Prajnana Keshavaiti Namine Ati Martra Charitraya Swarsitananja Paline Jiva Dukhe Sadarthaya Nama Prema Pradayane Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratije Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhika Yai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Tavai Vasmi Najivami Tvayabina Iti Bigay Radhe Tanay Mama Charanam. My koti koti dandavat and the lotus feet of my spiritual master Paramaradhyatam Nittalila Pravishtam Vishnu Parsi Simad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And the same koti koti dandavat in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnupad, Astota Sashimad Bhakti, Vedant Swami Maharaj. I'm very happy that from many places, from England, Australia,
from all over the world,
whole world, devotees have come and more will come. More will come. So I am very happy. Yesterday in morning I told that I have come to remind you and to inspire you. Don't be weak to happen the life One is to do bhajan of Krishna, chanting the name of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I have come for this. So you should never be weak. Especially sannyasi brahmachari. They should be very strong. They should not deficiate. They should be very strong. Those who will not obey me or Guru Parampara, they will go down. Don't criticize anyone. You cannot associate with them, but don't criticize. Try to give honor to superiors. I want to see that senior devotees like Mahabharata and all others, they should be forward. Juniors should honor them, and they should give place seniors to come forward. Always honor superiors. If you are doing Tena tapi suni chena tarurapi sahi suna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari, then very soon Krishna will come in your heart and he will wash away all the unwanted things, worldly desires and everything, and he will be ever, forever he will be captured here in heart. Now we are beginning our Hari Katha. You should very attentively hear all these Hari Katha. These are more than nectar of heaven. In drinking heavenly nectar, a man or woman becomes mad.
Intoxicated.
Like Indra, like Chandra, like others, they lose their characters. But Harikatha, Krishna himself comes in the heart and clears everything. So you should carefully hear. You should know that Vyas had divided Vedas in four parts. He made Brahma Sutra, essence of all the Vedas, Puran, Mahabharata and everything. He composed so many 48 kinds of Purans, but he was not happy. He was lacking something. And in the meantime, Narada Rishi came, and Narada Rishi asked him, "Oh, you have done so many things. You have divided Vedas in four sections. You have made Brahma Sutram, Mahabharatam, or so many Puran, but still you are not happy. Why? These Vyas, Krishna Dvaipayan, being himself manifestation of Krishna. He told that, I don't know. You are Guru, you know. You are Vaidya. You can see my nerves and you can. And then he told, you have not anywhere written that Krishna is Supreme Lord. You have not written the sweet pastimes of Krishna, which are non-different from Krishna, very powerful. You have not written that Krishna himself, being Supreme Lord, is up, down, out, inner, nothing is there, and Mother Yashoda binded, and he became to be Supreme Lord. You have not written in that anywhere that Krishna being Supreme Lord, he is telling Gopi that I cannot repay you. Have you written? Oh, I don't know all these things. And then he told him, oh, take samadhi, bhakti samadhi yoga, and you will see. And after departure of Narada Rishi, he went in his samadhi. Samadhi means storms. No? And he saw apasyat purusham purna mayancha dada apasyayam. He saw purna purus. Purna purus, not only Krishna, with thousands of and lakhs and crores of shaktis, ladini shakti sarupini, gopis and radhika, oh so many. With Mother Nand Baba and with all the friends, Subal Siddhams of the Mangal and all. He saw Ras Leela. He heard Benu Geet, Gopi Geet, Bhramar Geet and everything. And he also saw in trance Rukmini, marriage, Satyabhama and all other things. And he saw also how Krishna took the weight of Prithvi,
burden of the earth,
burden of earth. Later on I will describe. And then he went to with his body. What body? Narru, not Yuva, not young, Kisho,
teenage,
Bayasandhi, Kishore Murti. And he went in the front of Brahma, Shankar and other demigods. Other demigods could not watch. No one. And in a moment he went. And there they written all these things. This Harikatha is very powerful. How powerful? I will tell. This Bhagavat, Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam, Bhartartha Birninya, Gatri Bhasya Rupa Asav, Vedartha Paribhita. What meaning? Arthoyam Brahma Sutranam. Essence of all Vedas are Brahma Sutra. About 550 sutras there. So, this is the meaning of Brahma Sutra, Bhartartha Birninaya, Mahabharat, Artha Birninaya, Birninaya,
explanation of Mahabharat,
explanation of Mahabharat, Gayatri Bhasya Rupa Asav, this is the commentary of
Gayatri,
and Vedartha Paribrinhita. Vedartha Paribrinhita, it is the bigger explanation of Vedas. How it is? Gayatri Bhashya. In Gayatri we see Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. So in first slok Srimad Bhagavatam, what? Satyam Parama Dhimahi. So Gayatri Bhashya. Also, Satyam Paramadhimahi is Kasmai Kain Vibhavita. In the last, in 12th canto, in the last, there is also Satyam Paramadhimahi. So this is the Gayatri Bhashya. Now, Brahma Sutra Nam Bhak, it is Artha, meaning, how Janamadvasya. From where? Jato imani bhutani jayante jivanti abhisam visantit tadvijigyas tadbrahma. From where all creation has come, all living entity, this world has come. No? Who is he? Himself Krishna. Himself Krishna. Supreme personality of God. Are Radha and Krishna. Conjugal. Are only Srimati Radhika. Or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained all these things. Five dish different meanings of this first slope. Here, first, Janmadasya, Mane Vishwasya, from whole world, billions of Brahmand universes. All creation has been done by Supreme Lord. By His Shakti. Chit Shakti, Jeev Shakti, Maya Shakti. From Chit Shakti, whole Vaikuntha, even Golok, Vrindavan, everything has been come from Chit Shakti. Jeev Shakti, we all. And after this, all the jivas who are now nitya siddha, coming from Baldev Prabhu, always serving in Vrindavan to Krishna. Some are in Dwarka, some in Vaikuntha. And we were in Karnath Dishai. By his glance we have come. Tatastha Shakti. So all world has been created by him. Or Krishna has not created. He is Shakti. Who is Shakti? Ladini Shakti. Who is Ladini Shakti? Radhika. So from Radhika, all creation has been done. Krishna can only desire. Radhika will fulfill all his desire. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-difference. From Radha Krishna, Jugal, more powerful. So he has created everything. Then, second meaning, janmadasya, janma adirasasya. Adiras means?
Singaras.
Singaras. Singaras means? Madhuras. Madhuras means the mode of gopis, especially the mood of Radhika up to Madanakya Mahabhav. This. Who has, from where it come? Oh, Krishna is bhokta. Krishna is?
Enjoyer.
But really it comes, all the rasas from where? Radhika. So he is ocean of rasa. So adhyaras, singar ras, that is madhur ras, has come from?
Radhika.
Oh, Srimati Radhika. Also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is bhokta himself and giver also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everywhere he gave. Especially in Gambhira of Puri. In the dialogue of Raya Ramananda and Mahaprabhu.
South India, Godavari.
And also in the dialogue of Srivas Pandit and
Sarup
Damodar. So it was given. When Tene Brahmarida, Ja Adakame Buhayanti, Tene Brahmarida, Tene Brahman and Brahma Hirde, Krishna, for creation, the power of creation. Second meaning, Tene Brahma, Shabda Brahma, Bhagavat, Chatushloki in Brahma Adikabe. Or Srimati Radhika inspired all this Srimad Bhagavat sweet pastimes in the heart of Adi Kavi Srila Sukadev Goswami when he was parrot of
Radhika.
And really, in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired all these things in the Adi Kavi Rupa Goswami. How beautiful meanings. How beautiful meanings. So, dharma prajhit kaitava, this is first slok, in short, brief, I told. Dharma prajhit kaitava atra paramonin masaranam satam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the religion, the mood of Paramahansa Mahabhagavat is there. Like Sukhdev Goswami, like Narad Goswami, like Vyasdev. So, Paramahansa, they are Paramahansa Mahabhagavat. What is that? The bhakti, the prem, the madhura shingaras in gopis, especially in Srimati Radhika, snehman, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, more than that, adhirur, and then madanakya, everything is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So high class of postgraduate literature. Especially Jugal Kheli Bilas. They are playing in the groups of Govardhan and here and there. Vyasdev also saw in his trance Samadhi. So it is Srimad Bhagavati Samadhi Grantha. Saddo avaruddhate atra. If anyone will hear from superior Vaishnav Srimad Bhagavatam done by Mahamune, not Mune, Mahamune, Badarayani, and told by Sukhdev Goswami, Paramahansa. So, if anyone will hear, Krishna will come at once in heart, and forever he will be
captured
there. So tatkhanat means as soon as you are hearing with very
strong faith,
I must hear Srimad Bhagavat. At once Krishna will come, and if anything is here unwanted, anats, Krishna will broom himself and make a clear seat for him. Those who are not hearing Harikatha, what they are? Self-healer. Then Nigam Kalpatarur Galitang Phalam. This nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, Madanakha Bhav and all other things, Krishna Prem, is in Golok Vrindavan. But the parrot of Srimati Radhika Sriyasu took in his chanchu.
Big.
And so Guru Parampara, Brahma, then Narad, Vyas, Shuk, and then Madhvacharya, and our Guru Parampara, Ishwar Puripad, Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, and Sarup Damodara Ramananda, Rup Sanatan, Kaviraj Goswami, and after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Baldev Vidya Bhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Madhusudan Babaji, and then Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, then Srila Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, my Gurudev Swami Ji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and thus we are coming. It was in the form of only rush and rush, no seed, no bark, no bark, nothing, only rush and rush.
No seed.
But because it came from there in Guru Parampara medium, so it was unbroken. And in this world, oh, very bhurida, jana,
greatest donor,
they are distributing without price anything, only here. So you should hear it till you become senseless, murchit, otherwise gone. Drinking this until you become faint. If you faint, again, if you will
wake up,
again you should. So,
25 minutes.
Rasik Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat, will always drink this. Achha, one kirtan. You. Proportion kirtan for this. Otherwise Krishna Das will go. Eri matun kuch kar.
Krishna
bol 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 bol.
Jadi
Gauranga
Nahito.
Very good.
Jadi Gauranga Nahito. Tabe ki haita. Ami kemone.
Shima. Before him, but in his line. He's also praying that may this Ujjalam Gitam, this song about the glories of Srimati Radhika's love, enter the hearts of all the hearers. He's speaking on our behalf, praying for us. So Sri Narahari thus concludes that although I am calling out the name of Mahaprabhu, although I am chanting his name, although I am chanting Hare Krishna and all the songs, still my heart does not melt. And he's lamenting. He said, how is it that somehow or other destiny has not given me an actual heart? He's given me a stone in the place of a heart. So what is the use of this life? What is the use of this body? What is the use of this soul if I can't experience myself? So our disciplic succession is teaching this lamentation, and our main word of our entire vocabulary is, when, oh when, will that day be mine? Srila Gurudev said, if we simply chant Hare Krishna, we'll be full of material desires because that's our heart. But if we learn these bhajans and sing them and pray to our acharyas that please make your moods my moods, please make your words my moods, and then getting their mercy and the mercy of our Srila Gurudev and Prabhupada in our disciplic succession, then we can weep bitterly and then our life becomes successful.
Thank you. When Krishna entered in his Aprakrit Kulok Vrindavan, then Kaljuga, Iron Age came, and all these sannyas, sadhu, rishi, like Saunak and others, they assembled in Namisharanya and began to think how to escape from this Kali Yuga, what should we do? And then decided, Hari Katha, Krishna Katha will do. It will save us. So, Saunak Rishi, one of them, very high class of devotees, he told to Suta Goswami, the disciple of Srila Sukadev Goswami, what Sut? Ugrasava Sutta. O Prayena Alpa Ayusa, Sabya Kala Vasmin Juge Jana, Manda Sumanda Matama Sumanda Mateo Manda Bhagyahi Upadrita. In Kalju, very short age will come. And in this short half gun in sleeping, 20 years in being expert, 20 years in old age, only 10 years. In 10 years, to marry, to make
house,
daughters and sons qualified and so on. So when you will do bhajan? So you are sadhu. He is telling to Suta Goswami, Ata Sadho Atra Jat Saram, what you have heard from Sukadeva Goswami. You know all the Vedas, purport of Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, everything. So, by mind, you should remember. And if we are Sadhalu, then tell Jainatma Samprasidati. How soul will be happy? We are not body. If you will try to make our body very happy, it will not be happy. So, he asks about soul. How it will be happy? Only Savai Punsan. Paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje. Surely, only one path, 1.8 path, that if you will do bhakti, prema bhakti, bhakti like gopis, then this is parama dharma. And which should be without any worldly cause, not selfishness. devoid of karma, gyan, yoga and everything. That is, anna bhilashita sunyam, gyan karma adhyanabritam, anukullena krishna anusilalam bhakti. This. And then he did pranam to guru. Yang prabhrajantam anupetam apeta krityam, dvaipayano viraha kātara ādhā, putreti tanmayataya tarvobhinedu, tang jāsthuna. He is doing pranam to Gurudev. If you are going to do archan, you will have to do first Guru Puja. If you are going to begin anything, or you are going anywhere, or do first pranam to Guru. Otherwise, you will not be successful. So he is doing pranam to his Gurudev. To whom Sukadeva Goswami he is doing pranam. Who knows everything. He is like Krishna, sarvyapi. And what is Srimad Bhagavatam? This is a bridge like, or boat. Bridge is connecting two things.
Two shores.
After ocean, Ramchandra made a bridge from India to Lanka. So, ocean, great is, ocean is this bhava, sansar, coming in this world, endless pain of birth, endless birth and death. Bridge is Srimad Bhagavatam. Or boat, if you will go to bridge, you will see only by touching that we are out of this maya. Or if you will go to boat, and touch the boat, boat will be here, but you will see that we have
crossed.
So Srimad Bhagavati is so wonderful. So, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janyat Asu Bhairagyam Jnanam Chajyada Haitukam. If anyone will follow Bhakti Yoga to Krishna, Vasudeva, then surely by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, practice Bhakti Yoga, all kinds of knowledge, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Prem Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, everything will come. And also detachment from worldly this Vairagya. Surely it will come. If you are hearing Bhagavat, Chaitanya, chanting name, but no Vairagya is coming. No detachment from worldly things. No tattva gyan. Then what is this? There is some loopholes. So try to repair. Otherwise, dharma sunishtita kunsa visvakshain katha suja notpadya yadirating shamir. If you are chanting, if you are remembering, if you are doing so many things, but no taste in Hari Katha, then what? After some time, you will give up. So there must be first taste in hearing Hari Katha. I am happy that for hearing Hari Katha, you have assembled here. But take all these Hari Katha in your heart forever. Then, Srinvatang Sakatha, you. And after that.
Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So Srila Gurudev has been narrating the introduction to the Srimad Bhagavatam, telling us about Srila Vyasadeva's dissatisfaction and Sri Narada Muni, his spiritual master, coming to teach him what was his mistake in not glorifying directly the Supreme Lord. And now he is narrating the beginning of the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam by Suta Goswami.
Yes, sir. Like this.
By Suta Goswami. And how the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Shonaka Rishi, began to inquire from Suta Goswami. And they wanted to know, Yenatma Suprasidati, how the Atma, how the soul, may become completely satisfied, completely fulfilled. And then in his answer to their various questions of the sages, Srila Suta Goswami, he began to explain about the importance of hearing the powerful message of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And how if a person performs all of his duties in life perfectly, but the performance of those duties does not result in attraction to hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the message of Krishna Katha, that all of his activities in life are actually Shrama, that means useless labor or a waste of time. So now, Suta Goswami began to explain that if a person hears this powerful message of Srimad Bhagavatam, then what will be the effect in that person by this powerful hearing? Srila Gurudev told us in his first words this evening, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam is very, very powerful. So here, in these shlokas, now Srila Suta Goswami is describing how the power of Srimad Bhagavatam will act in the heart of the listener. First of all, he says, Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hibadrani Vidunoti Suhritsatam. Here is describing that this Krishna Katha is Punya Shravana Kirtana. It is the most powerful and glorious activity of hearing and chanting that can be performed in this world. And Hridyantaksto Hiyabhadrani, within the heart of the listener there may be so many abhadras, that means inauspicious things which are preventing him from attaining his eternal relationship with Krishna and preventing him from developing Krishna prema. These anarthas, these unwanted things are hampering the progress of the soul. But the power of the Srimad Bhagavatam, this Krishna Katha, enters within the ears. And then, Sri Krishna himself, as Srila Gurudev told, he begins brooming. Brooming means that now he begins to clean the heart himself. Vidhunoti Suhritsatam. In the heart of the devotee, he becomes the well-wishing friend of the devotee, seeing that he is trying to hear about me. So now Krishna himself acts within the heart and he begins to cleanse the heart. Then nashta praishu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Then next, by constantly performing Bhagavat Seva, hearing this message of Srimad Bhagavatam Nityam, regularly, constantly, from the lips of the Bhakta Bhagavat. Two types of Bhagavats. Srimad Bhagavatam, the book, the Granta, and the pure devotee, who is the very embodiment of the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhakta Bhagavat. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, by constantly serving the pure devotee, and constantly hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam from him. Then, when these anarthas within the heart, these abhadras, nashta praishu abhadreshu, when they're very much removed, not completely, but a very good amount of these abhadras have now been eliminated. Nityam bhagavate sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Then that person will now attain to the stage of naishtiki bhakti. That means firm faith in the process of performing bhakti jog. Now he will continue constantly, never deviating from the path of bhakti. And he will go forward very, very quickly in this stage of nishta. So now, tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayaschaye cheta etayar anavidham stitam satve prasidhi. So now, rajas and tamas, the modes of passion and the modes of ignorance, which cause the effect in the heart of kama lobha, that means lust, greed, envy, illusion, anger. These kinds of effects in the heart are coming from the force of the modes of nature, rajagun and tamagun, passion and ignorance. So, when these become completely removed, and cheta etayar anavidham, now the consciousness, the pure soul, becomes unaffected by these lower modes. And stitam sattve prasidati. Now he becomes situated in sattvagun, where he becomes prasidati, satisfied, no longer hankering for the material objects of this world, no longer lamenting for anything lost in this mundane plane. So now he becomes evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavad tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate evam prasanna manaso. Now his mind, now his internal consciousness becomes completely satisfied, prasanna. He becomes very uplifted in the deepest part of his soul, his consciousness. And he becomes firmly situated in Bhagavad Bhakti Yogataha. And all tattva, all transcendental knowledge, Bhagavad Tattva Vijnanam, now he gains realization of all the transcendental truths of the Supreme Lord, Bhagavad Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Krishna Tattva, all of these different transcendental spiritual truths and realities become manifested within his heart. And mukta sangasya jayate. Now he becomes actually free. He becomes liberated from the effect of the material nature, even though he's living within this world. But now he becomes transcendental to the effect of material modes of nature. And then finally, vidyate hridaya grantish chidyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. So now vidyate hridaya grantish. Now the knot that is in our heart, like a tightly woven knot caused by all past karmas and all material desires within this world, vidyate hridaya grantish, it becomes pierced. And chidyante sarva samshaya, all of the doubts that prevent us from completely surrendering to the Supreme Lord, they be completely destroyed. Kshiyante chasya karmani, and the constant chain, the repetition of karmas in this world, which cause us to take repeated births and deaths and continue suffering, this chain becomes terminated. Drishta evatmanishvare. Now the soul sees that actually the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Atma, he is my Ishvara. He is my controller. Everything is controlled by him. I belong to him. He belongs to me. This realization comes in the heart of the soul who hears this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. So powerful is this message. And if someone receives this message in their ear holes with faith from the pure devotee, from the lips of the pure devotee of Krishna, then it is definitely certain that if they follow those instructions, these effects will come one after the other, and the soul will attain his eternal relationship with Krishna.
Very good. So, this Samadhi Grantha, manifested by Srila Vyasadeva, Jasyavai Suyamanayam Krishne Paramapuruse Bhakti Rukopadyate Punsa Sokamo Bhayapa. If anyone here with strong faith and great honor, then Krishna will be pleased. Bhakti will come, shoka moha bhayapa. There will be no shok,
lamentation,
moha, illusion,
ojan,
or
fear.
You will go across death forever. So kindly he has manifested Srimad Bhagavatam. In this, up to 9th canto, we see Bharat Charitra, Bharat Maharaj. How he left as a stool, Grihastha Ashram, wife, sister, mother, kingdom, everything, wealth, reputation. But he was entangled with a
deer.
And how he lost his three
birds.
He was up to bhav, rati. So, he again, after three births, he again began to do bhakti. But for me, if you will go down, you can never come out of that. After that, Ajamil Upakhyan, Chitraketu Maharaj Upakhyan, Prahlad Upakhyan, Nrisimhadev, Hiranyakashipu, and all these things. How Prahlad was tolerate. You should try to be tolerate like Prahlad Maharaj. You should read again and again Prahlad Charitra. You will be strong. And after Chitraketu Maharaj Upakhyan, after Ram Lila, pastimes, sweet pastimes of Ram Lila. And after that he came in 10th canto. In 10th canto, three kinds of pastimes. Balya Lila, Pauganda Lila, Kaumar, and then Kaishor, and then youngish. In Balya Lila, Putana, Trinavat, Shakshasur, Uddhar, liberation. Very interesting Harikathas. After Dhambandhan, being Supreme Lord, very powerful, having six appliances, no outer, no
inner,
no up, no down,
no
unlimited.
And Yashoda Madhar, with love and affection,
bound
and began to
chastise.
And that Supreme Lord was weeping. Very wonderful. And then he came to Vrindavan, Dhenukasur, Vatsasur, Aghasur, Bakasur, Shankhachud, Keshi, Bemasur, and so many demons. He? Why? Jada jadahi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyakthana madharmasya tadatmanam sijamyam. To establish dharma and to
destroy Destroy the demons.
Huh?
Destroy the demons.
Remove. Demons. Mm-hmm. To liberate demons. Not.
Destroy.
So, he did. So, they were the burden of earth. He removed. And when he came to Mathura, O Kans, Charun, Mushti, all others, and he defeated Jarasandha 18 times with so many Akhauni, more than Mahabharata. 18 times, great weight of Prithvi was taken. And then, Kaljavan, you know? Kaljavan. By the hands of Krishna, Supreme Lord, very powerful, but he could not kill Jarasandha. By Bhim, he killed him. He was great demon. And then Mahabharata.
Kaljavan by Muchukunda Maharaj.
But
Kaljavan not by himself, by Muchukunda Maharaj.
By Mukunda.
Muchukunda.
And then in Mahabharata Yuddha, 18 Akshauhini, 18
divisions.
So many. And thus remembered so much weight of Prithvi. And then Rukmi, Shishupal, Dantabakra, Hiranyakashipu and Jayavijaya. Then Paudrik Vasudev, he made artificial two hands and took chakra and all other things. And he told, "Oh Krishna,
you are false. I am the actual.
Don't cheat others. I am Vasudev, Krishna. Otherwise, you should be ready to fight." Oh, Krishna began to laugh. "Oh, yes, you are really." And then he came and he killed Pandit Basudev and Kashi Naresh, the king of Kashi, who was also like demon.
Side of Pandit Basudev.
And so his all. And after that, Krishna was thinking. Still, or Jadubansi is there, the dynasty of Jadu. Very powerful. So if I will ascend to Golok Vrindavan, I will go, then they may create so many things.
Chaos.
So they are also great burden of earth. So how should I remove? And then he inspired in the yogis and rishis, muni, heart, in Durvasa and other. Samba was very beautiful. So all the prince of Jadu dynasty, Yon, they decorated Sam as a wife, very beautiful lady, and they put some cloths and other things here,
yeah,
and made it very
round,
that she is
pregnant.
And they went to Durvasa. Narad, Durvasa and others and asked, "Oh, she is very soiled. She cannot ask. She wants to know whether son or daughter will come from his womb." One time, two times, three times, then Durvasa became
angry.
"Oh, not son and no daughter, but a musal will come.
Club
will come. And by that whole dynasty will be, Jadu dynasty will be
finished.
Oh. By fear they did not tell to
Krishna.
They told to Ugrasena. And then Anyhow, Krishna knew, and he saw that now so much yasya apsagun.
An auspicious thing is coming
in
down.
Blood raining. Mm-hmm. So much storms, winds coming.
Donkeys crying.
Elephants weeping, dogs weeping. So many things. Then Krishna told, oh, we are seeing so much, so many distresses. I also left something. After Ras Leela, he went to Dwarka, married with Rukmini, Satyabhama. Eight Pataranis, prominent
queens.
And 16,000 other Rukmini and other ladies. He liberated so many kings from the jail of Jarasandha and also Narakasur. Narakasur wanted to bury with them, but Krishna killed them. And then Rukmini, Satyabhama and other, he did all marriage and made them queen in Dwarka. And then he was thinking, now with the prayer of Brahma and Shankar, that for what you have come, it is, everything is done. We want that you should go to Kulok Vrindavan, and in the way you should come in our Brahmalok. And then Krishna accepted. That is why he inspired in the heart of Durvasa to give that thing. And then Krishna went to Prabhastitha and began to donate so many things to Brahmins, to please Brahmins. And he began to do fire sacrifices. And in fire sacrifice, they took marine, a kind of whiskey.
Rice wine.
And they became all mad. And they all began to fight together. When their astra shastra were finished, weapons, then they took the sarkanda.
Cane.
Reeds. Iron rods.
Like bamboos.
Yes.
Very
sharp.
And it became like thunderbolt. And they fought together, each other. And they all finished. How it became? Krishna wanted to go to Golok Vrindavan. So, by his illusory maya,
like a magician,
those who have come from Golok Vrindavan, those who came from heaven, by this, it was illusory, like dream.
Mesmerism.
And
like magic.
All were, all went to their abode. Some went to Swargalok, some went to Vaikuntha, Jai Vijay and like that. And many others went to Golok Vrindavan. Especially the kings also. It has shown that they also but with their husbands, but really not. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that there was a magician. And he went to a king and began to show his
performances.
His wife climbed on the rope,
tight rope,
having taken so many
features
full of water, and only a bamboo on her hand, and she was dancing above rope. King and queen became very happy. And they gave
a necklace.
Expensive necklace.
To that lady. Then two sons, young age, they began to fight. Mother, I will take. They began to fight. Mother left. And then, equal strong, they fight together and they took their sword. At once he caught his neck and he caught. Both died. Oh, father told, oh, my son, these sons are dead. Oh, he took the
sword.
And killed himself. And wife also at once came and, oh, it became very sorrowful. Then queen very
unhappy.
Anyhow, they did sanskar and went to their palace. In the morning, a letter came to them. Maharaj, you gave first puraskar,
prize, presentation,
for dancing on the rope. And what we did,
the
we are not dead.
Yes.
Dead.
No payment.
Still we are waiting for
your reward.
Oh, if you have no faith, you can come
and see.
Oh, we are alive. Then king and queen became very happy and they went there with their associates and they saw that, oh, with garland, oh, four are ready to
welcome them.
So Krishna did all these miracles because he is magician. So in this way he took his all associate in heavenly planet and also Vaikuntha Golok Vrindavan. Then I will tell another thing tomorrow. Now one kirtan.
Krishna. Can I ask a question? I understand that you said that it's like a magic show when Krishna's relatives killed each other. But why would Krishna think that, because you said he was thinking before, that when I leave, they will create some chaos.
Yes. In Jadvansi, like Pradyumna Aniruddha, all their manifestation of Krishna. They are parikara of Krishna. But other some are very nonsense. They would do something.
So many demigods are there. They may make.
So for them, he did so.
So I heard, maybe in separation they would become mad and destroy many things.
Yes. Kirtan. Jai Jai Radha.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.